Tell me what you make of this, Doc.
I'll do my best, Chief.
Surveillance on Drake Coe. On Saturday, he phoned a friend with whom he plays golf every Sunday morning. He cancelled the golf, pleading a pressing business engagement. At 5:30 on Sunday morning, 5:30, Doc, he went off in his Rolls Royce to a seedy spirit temple off the Hollywood Road, where his fortune teller operates, a venerable old Swartonese, so I'm told. Now, Doc, why does Coe visit his fortune teller at 6 on a Sunday morning?
My dear Smiley, a man of Coe's eminence would always insist on being the first client in a fortune teller's day.
I see. You mean...
Because the fortune teller's mind is clear, and the intimations of the spirits can be received better by a clear, fresh mind.
We shall never know the questions Coe put. The directional mic only picked up the fortune teller's chicken.
Such an early visit suggests a matter of importance. When the spirits point to the best time for action, for instance. Days or weeks ahead, Smiley.
Come to collect me, cruel old sport?
I thought I might find you here, Jerry.
Super club, this. Marvellous. Fantastic balls.
Did you walk here, by any chance?
Just so. From past Starry Heights, Father. And there was dear old Sam sitting in his car watching Liz's windows. Reading a sporting newspaper, actually.
There were no shadows on your path, I hope, Gerald.
Didn't see a thing. Didn't feel a thing. Instinct, you know, Craw, old sport, is what I go by.
Even when you're in a fairly intoxicated condition, Your Grace?
What?
However, all appears as quiet as a graveyard after the last trump.
Not a Chinaman to be seen. It can go on forever and
we have
ever.
Our orders, Jerry. They've just arrived. In the morning, you're to set course for Ricardo.
Good old George. Always comes to the rescue. Do we know where the said Mexican hangs out, or do I have to shout in people's ears?
He's been pinpointed absolutely, but it won't be an easy journey.
No? Good. Well, better get back. Tell old Luke he can have my flat until I return. Good old Lukey. American news hound, you know.
Where's Coe gone to, George? Where's he sailed away to?
Why ask me questions you know I can't answer, Marty?
Look, I wanted a helicopter over them. You said no helicopter.
My dear Marty, I can't imagine why you're panicking.
I'm concerned, George. Concerned, that's all.
How many days has Coe been going out? Peter, what is the pattern?
The first time was 4 days ago, in his cruiser, the Admiral Nelson, with Tew. They sailed out in the morning, came back that evening at dusk. An overheard conversation suggested they'd been swanning round the Hong Kong Islands, no more. They did exactly the same thing for the next 2 days, coming back each time on a different tack. This morning, their time, the Admiral Nelson set out again, as usual, and so far hasn't returned. It's been gone 22 hours. It's now 07 hours Hong Kong time.
Thank you, Peter. There's no reason why the Admiral Nelson should not remain at sea for a number of days. She is an ocean-going cruiser, after all.
Probably been picked up by the Chinese Navy.
Gwilym? Yes, that's all? Yes, sir. He's here, of course. George, it's Enderby, doing his nut.
Smiley here? No, not yet. Schoolboy only left 3 days ago. He's hardly had time to reach Ricardo yet, you know. I don't think Drake Coe has any interest in visiting China. Excuse me, Saul. Something's coming through from Hong Kong now. Excuse me.
When? Oh, thank God. I'll tell them. The Admiral Nelson has just docked in the main harbour.
Is Coe on her?
They didn't call until Coe had been seen. He's disembarked with his Lisa and Tew.
I wonder where they've been. Well, Marty, schoolboy should reach Ricardo by tomorrow, all being well. I think, Peter, it is time Sam Collins went in. Let him know, please.
I will, George.
I think you know what it is, Marty, don't you?
You're a bastard, Sam. You always were.
It's all for old time's sake, Lizzie. Happy days in Vientiane.
I'll not betray Drake, Sam. Never. He's kept faith by me.
Nobody's asking you to, Lizzie. That'll be the last thing. Drake Coe's a big fish. Friend of the governor, OBE, much respected. No one's going to touch Drake, Lizzie. Mr. Tew is another matter. He's the manager.
Drugs?
That's it. Same as you once smuggled for Ricardo. Only on a much larger scale.
And for you, you bastard.
I'm not forgetting, dear girl.
Drake has had my police record destroyed, so you
can't... Be your age, Lizzie. We could run you up another one tomorrow. Make it more adventurous. Put it alongside Tew's form. Where would you be then?
I used to respect you in Vientiane, and now you blackmail me. I'm a loser, you know, Sam. So who wants to bug my apartment?
Narcotics. But we'll have access.
We? The service, do you mean?
We are interested in Tew also. All those trips he takes to the Chinese mainland, for instance.
Oh, well, the service is different. Okay, I'll help with this.
That's what I'd like to hear. That's like the Lizzie I knew. We think something or somebody important is coming in from Red China soon by sea. The Admiral Nelson has been out touring the out islands these last days. No little bird told us what the captain was looking for.
Drake's the captain, Sam. And anyway, he has his favourite island.
We won't touch Drake's, God's honour. What island, Lizzie?
Po Toi. It's where he landed in 1951. Drake goes there now and again, just to look at where he came ashore.
A particular spot?
A piece of beach. Of course, Po Toi has a festival about now each year. Drake always goes to that.
Let's have another, shall we, for old time's sake. Years since I saw you. Two more, same as before.
If Drake or that Tew ever knew I'd talk to you, they'd crucify me. I mean crucify.
You'd better not breathe a word, Lizzie. We shan't.
Do you know Jerry Westerby, Sam?
The press hound? Yes, just about. Why?
I wondered where he got to. I rather liked him. Even if he did give me a bad time. He knew all about Ricardo, you know. Said he was still alive. And all in front of Tew.
He's left Hong Kong, so I was told. His papers sent him to cover some war or another. And what happens to news hounds?
Ricardo's lair. House on stilts. In the middle of a wide path with all-round vision. Somebody moving between the stilts. Only a couple of Thai girls. Field at the back. Shed big enough to house a beach craft. Right. Here we go, sport.
My name's Westerby. I think you knew I was coming. I'm a poor journalist with expensive ideas.
What do you want, Westerby? Somebody told me you got killed on the way.
I want to blackmail Drake Coe. A couple of million bucks. Your freedom, Ricardo. 2 million each. With my brains and your information and Lizzie Worthington's figure, a dead cert.
Come up, Westerby. Fasty girls! Up the stairs and through the trap! Slowly!
Gun barrel like a cycloptic eye above. Tew would have told him, hear Westerby out. Kill him afterwards, perhaps? This man is Tew's prisoner, remember, sport. Up into the room. Small arms museum. AK-47 on tripod.
Take off your jacket, please, Westerby.
Grenades, ammo, fridges, ice maker. No electricity. Nudes on walls, books on company law, virgin.
You play tennis?
Child.
You got muscles like a gorilla. I like very much tennis. I'm an extremely good player. Why you come here unarmed, huh? Sometimes you gotta hide with the enemy to get away from your friends. How you get here, Westerby?
Oh, you saw the car. Found a local driver, Mickey.
I know the man. I ride horses, Westerby. Box, shoot. I got degrees. I fly an airplane. I know a lot of things in life. I am very intelligent. But owing to unforeseen circumstances, I live in the jungle like a monkey. That what you call a paranoid, Wesaby? Somebody who think everybody is enemy?
I rather think it is.
Well, these paranoid got real enemies.
Well, with $2 million, I'm sure most of them could be eliminated.
Wesaby, I must tell you honestly, I regard your business proposition as crap. You know, Wesaby, I definitely heard you had an accident. Hey, you want a drink?
Yeah, I'll pour it for myself.
They say you took my little Lizzie out to dinner. That true?
I took her out to dinner, yes.
You screw her?
Mr. Tew joined us.
What's that mean, Wesaby? You see Lizzie again, tell her. I, Ricardo, forgive her. I train her. I tell her a lot of things. Art, culture, politics, business, religion. I teach her how to make love. And I send her into the world. You know that movie, Pygmalion? Well, I'm the professor. A girl like that, from nowhere, an English scrubber. She got a kid, you know that? She walk out on him, imagine. Such a mother, huh? Worse than a whore. You gone deaf, Wesaby, I said, outline to me your business proposition.
I thought if you told me what it was Drake Coe wanted you to do that time you flew for him, and if Lizzie could get me alongside Coe, and we all kept our hands on the table, we'd have a good chance of taking him to the cleaners.
Are you crazy, Wesaby, crazy?
Not if Coe was asking you to fly into the China mainland for him, I'm not. And that's only for openers.
China, Wesaby, China? The China mainland? You talk through your ass. What makes you think I fly to China for coal? Ridiculous, laughable.
My editor makes me think it, sport. My editor gets to know things. Such as, soon after you died in that crash, you sold a great lump of opium to a friendly American narcotics man. Coe's opium, not yours to sell at all. Meant for the China mainland.
Your editor is crazy, too. I don't like your editor, Wesaby.
My editor thinks Coe wants to reintroduce the opium habit to the mainland. Slowly creating new markets, you follow me? Now, if this is so, Coe would go a very long distance to prevent the information getting out.
Those Chinese can be very hard people, Wesaby.
Yeah, sure, sport, sure. That's not all we know, either. There's another aspect altogether. Even more lucrative.
What is that, Wesaby? What are these other aspects you refer to? Kindly tell me, please.
Oh, I think I'll keep that warm while you give me a little something in return.
You're some crazy fellow. Holy Maria, that Chewy, a pretty rough guy. You mess with a guy like Chew, you got pretty big trouble.
We'll beat them at their own game. Coe is a very legal-minded man. We'll use English lawyers, we'll collect witnesses, we'll stack it so high a board of bishops couldn't knock it down.
I got 50 acres of land in Bali, Wesaby. You come into business with me, we develop these things together. Build 50 houses, make a colony.
I need hard facts. Dates, times, places. When you've told me, I'll trade you. I'll explain those other aspects to you.
Sure, we screw him. Sure we do. In Vietnam, I fall in love with this girl, Wesaby. I fall in love. This is very rare and holy to me. Black hair.
Let him go on. Straight back. He's no one to talk to about himself. So let him confess. With confession, all you have to do is tilt the stream a little.
Bits of bodies.
Enough, Ricardo.
Jesus, that was some shooting I wore. Twice I fly into Yunnan province. I am fearless, Wesaby. Totally. Even my good looks do not make me afraid for myself. Listen. I snap my fingers, Lizzie come back to me, okay?
So how did it go with Q and Drake?
You confuse me, Wesaby. If I tell you too much, I have to shoot you. I'm a very talkative person, you follow me?
About Q, Ricardo. Tell me.
When Chu came to Vientiane, I got Lizzie to find out about him. Found he was a big cat in China Air Sea. He came to me, the best pilot in Vientiane. Wanted me to fly opium to a friendly country. I told him I never yet heard an Asian country with a friendly neighbor. Chu laughed at my joke.
Did he offer a prize?
Pay my debts, keep me on salary with Indo Charter, tell me to wait.
So, when did the kissing stop?
What the hell you mean?
Well, how long did you draw your pay and kick around before Tew gave you orders?
6 weeks. Listen, I tell you how it happened. We went up country then. They gave me a dandy little beach craft. Then Chu tells me I'm to fly into China, 50 miles in. He gives me instructions where I land. Here I am to unload the opium, collect the package. He don't say what kind. He tell me, you do that and keep your big mouth shut, and we will look after you all your life like you are our son. But you screw us, or you go big-mouthing around town, we definitely will kill you. Wesley, I am very concerned. I see you go wrong. I see Ricardo in a wooden cage, no women, extremely lousy food, no place to stand or sleep or sit. Called an imperialist spy and running dog to be locked up all my life in China for pushing opium. I am not enthusiastic.
So you took off and headed north?
I never flew so good in my life. North, then east, very low over the mountains, then south again. After that, I became like the Flying Dutchman. I flew, I hid, I kept away from everyone. Chu had me posted dead. I did not object to being dead.
Where was Lizzie in all this?
Lizzie? In Vientiane. On the moon, in bed with Chu. What the hell I care?
Did she know of the deal with Chu?
I never knew a woman so irrelevant. Listen, I gave her to Draco, okay? I make fortune. She knew nothing was to be. You referred to another aspect of the case? Kindly advise me what it is, Wesleby.
Ko has a younger brother in Red China. Used to be called Nelson, now a big beef with Peking. Ko's been trying to get him out for years. The package you were to bring back was Brother Nelson. That's why Ko was going to love you like his own son if you brought him out. And kill you if you didn't.
Holy Maria.
Now, with that information, if we can't touch Ko for 5 million, we're crazy.
5 million bucks. Listen, that's some smart research you guys did. 5 million? That's some smart editor you work for. Hey, you be my business partner, like you say. I need an Englishman in my life. You hold me down a little. You do that for Ricardo?
No problem.
5 million. Hey, what a deal, horse rider. Listen. I gotta tell the girls below some little thing. You play with the guns a minute, okay?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. Jesus. Personal family thing regarding girls. You stay there, Wesleby.
My driver's with the girls. So where's Ricardo going? Out? Write something for him. Address. Reach me here any time, sport. Yeah. That looks authentic. Sao Sui Street. Marvellous. Now, he likes contracts. All right. I, Jerry Westerby, do solemnly swear to share with my friend, Captain Tiny Ricardo, all proceeds relating to our joint exploitation of his life story. There he is. Been visiting the car, has he? Something has been arranged. He's coming back.
It's getting dark out there. You stay the night, okay? I talked to the girls. They like you.
Yeah, I've got to get on, sport. I've written this out.
Yeah. Sure, if you've got to go.
Yeah, I have an English lawyer in Bangkok. I'll have him draft a legal deposition. I'll bring it back to you to sign.
Fair enough, my friend. Go well, my friend.
Super. Yeah. Well, I'll be back. We'll be seeing you.
Fine man. Those girls say he's a pretty fine lover.
I checked the oil, checked the engine. No plastic.
What do you say? Plastic? Cargo, quick.
Mickey, is the petrol gauge accurate?
Accurate? Ah, sure. Read right.
When we arrived near the house, at the village, you had half full gas.
Okay.
You still have half full gas. You put any gas in, you fill car.
No.
Stop the car. Get out.
What?
Fast.
No.
We run.
Into the scrub. Down.
Okay.
Head down, Mickey. Down.
That's a Viet Cong invention. You take out the pin of a grenade, put an elastic band over the spring, slip the grenade into the petrol tank, and wait for the petrol to eat through the elastic band. That took longer than it should, Major. Ricardo must have used thick rubber bands.
Is that so? Is that your copy?
It's all I have to report. You'll send it as arranged.
Thank you, Mr. Westerby. Your orders are to remain here while we dispatch your signal. Your orders are to stand by for confirmation and further instructions. Does that figure, sir?
Of course. Super.
Heard the glad news by any chance?
What news is that, Sport?
We just lost the war, Mr. Westerby. Yes, sir. Last of the brave just gotten themselves scraped off the roof of the Saigon embassy by chopper like a bunch of rookies caught with their pants down in a whorehouse. I'll go send your letter home to Mommy. How is the Queen, by the way?
Just my luck. A spookhouse major doesn't like the Brits. Oh, tired. Am I tired? Well, have a whiskey. Not that it helps. That is all I want. Oh, that is the last straw. Well, where's your next stop, Jerry Sport? Somewhere to sleep. Oh, I think of you, Lizzie. Haven't slept the way I like since old Frosty on the slab. Bloody music. Bloody end of the world music. Oh, come on, hurry up. Major lost the war. I want to know. Where to next? Who now? And I want to see you again, Lizzie.
That music driving you mad?
Just about.
You'd rather have Land of Hope and Glory. Okay. Plane leaves for Bangkok, 1-100. Read the signal, Mr. Westerby. I have. The cousins will fly you to Bangkok. From Bangkok, you will proceed immediately to London, England. You will on no account return to Hong Kong. Mission accomplished. London, England, by flight of your choosing. You will on no account return to Hong Kong.
I think our meeting went very well. All things considering, Peter.
I suppose so, George.
Suppose so. You have some reservations?
Not reservations so much, George, as observations.
Such as?
When you told Martello about Nelson Coe, the great surprise, Martello overdid it and his team the opposite. They knew, George. They already knew.
Do you think so? It is likely. You're probably right. However, the operation is ours to run. If we catch Nelson, he is ours, not Martello's.
But, George, Enderby, Laken even, they want to give the whole operation over to the cousins. I know you've stopped them, but why are they trying to shop us?
You think they are? Obviously you do. I imagine they have some political contrivance in mind. Now, we leave for Hong Kong this evening. Have we heard anything more of Drake Kerr?
No, George. He's still silent, not moving. We have heard, though, that Tew has returned from the China mainland and is with Coe.
We should be staying in Martello's bunkhouse in Hong Kong, did I tell you?
Yes, you did. Do you think the news of schoolboys meeting with Ricardo has reached Drake Coe?
I'm sure it has. Ricardo has good relations, so it seems, with the Thai army in his vicinity. He'd use their facilities. Schoolboy did a very good job. Difficult assignment carried out with unswerving loyalty. Where is he now?
On his way here. London. At least, that's what he should be doing. Of course, he has to make his own way. Fly out from Bangkok.
Sorry, George. Dear old George. Got to go to Hong Kong first. got to see that Lizzie Worthington is all right. You see, George, Lizzie is my kind of loser. And I love her. And I want to remain with her. And you see, George, now that the cousins are in on this, it'll be a much rougher ball game than the sort you'd play. And Lizzie could get hurt bad. I can't leave her to cope alone, can I, George? She's got that bastard Sam Collins on her back, I know that. And he'll wave the services Union Jack at her. And she'll respond by offering her all to Queen and Country. I think I read her right, George. I don't know what you have in store for Drake Coe, George. But whatever it is, I reckon Lizzie is likely to find herself suffering. And without friends. And I remember Frosty, George. So it's high time I took some matters into my own hands. And Lizzie.
No one knows we're even in the building, George.
Yes, indeed, Marty.
Murphy here is the invisible man.
sir, the map we have in front of us shows...
Cool it a moment, Murphy, will you? Let Mr. Smiley and Mr. Gwillem find their feet.
I'm all right, thank you, Marty. I mean, this is a bunker. Below ground, no windows, out of the world, like all bunkers.
Only superficially, Peter. In fact, we're in direct communication with all our Hong Kong operators. The guys on the street, the guys in the apartment next to Lizzie Worthington's, the whole schmear. Although George seems to have a source all his own.
Just odds and ends, Marty, laid out long ago.
Sure. I'll believe you, George. Okay, Murphy, lay it on the line.
Sir, the Chinese junk fleet left Swatow on the night of Friday, April 25th. They've sailed south and then southwest of the fishing beds marked A, B, C, and D on the chart, south of Hong Kong.
Yeah, thank you, Murphy. Now, we can assume it is the intention of the junk containing Nelson Coe to hit Hong Kong waters on the night of May 4, the moon then being in its last quarter. Murphy?
Sir, if we follow precedents right down the line...
We do. The escape is to be an exact repetition of Drake's own journey in 51.
Well, then our junk should hit the southernmost out island of Po Toi at 2000 hours tomorrow and rejoin the fleet along the Pearl River in time to make Canton the following day, May 5.
That size of junk, can she come close in?
She can come as close as she wishes, provided always the sea is not too rough.
So what does Nelson do, George, to lose his fleet?
He'll hang back. The fleets like to move in column astern. Nelson will tell his skipper to take the rear position.
I guess you know, George. Murphy, what identifications are used by these fleets?
Well, very little is known in that area, sir. Out at sea, they show no lights at all, mostly for fear of pirates.
I expect Nelson's junk to carry three lights, two green lights vertically on the sternmast, and one red light to starboard.
How the devil do you know that, George?
Ah, well, Peter. Now, Po Toi Island, the one which gives the group their name, is of volcanic rock, 790 feet high, with a shrinking population of about 200. Their festival is tomorrow night.
Well, this festival of Tin Hau, sir, is concentrated in the one main harbor right here on the southwest point. Mr. Smiley's informed prediction has the co-landing operation taking place here in a small cove on the east side of the island.
Okay, well, that side of the island has no population, and at festival time,
who?
Even the odd traveler is unlike...
Who? Where? At his old flat. All right, hold everything, I'll tell him. George, that field man of yours, Westerby, he's not done what he should. He's here in Hong Kong.
Tell them to watch for the girl, Lizzie Worthington. He'll try to contact her.
He's been to his flat. He got a surprise. The guy he led it to, an American reporter, was murdered in it. Our agents just found him. Westerby left fast.
He'll try for the girl.
Lizzie! Me! Jerry, remember?
Jerry, how did you...
Find you. Long story. I'll tell you some other time. Let's take a taxi.
But my car's...
I know. Spot you a mile off in that. Here's a cab.
Where are we going?
I'll tell you when we get there. In you go.
Oh!